We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, finishing strong on a Friday. Are we loaded, final hour? Want to hear from you at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, if you get to us on Twitter, that would be fantastic. Lonzo, I have swapped out the fly with a mosquito. Now I got a mosquito buzzing around me, but I think I lost the fly. The one didn't bite me but was annoying. This one will give me all sorts of diseases. Oh, yeah. Life is good. Life is good, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. And finally, email, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Having a lot of fun today with a once annual tradition that Lonzo and I do. We ask you if Clemson football 2020, if South Carolina football 2020 was your choice, pick one, an automobile, a movie, or an actress, what make or model of an automobile would they be? What movie would they be? What actor or actress would they be? Lonzo and I have shared ours with you. Now it's time. We always say the deal is I'll show you mine if you show me yours, right? And so here is what I have. I said Clemson is a BMW 280i. It looks beautiful. It's snazzy, but there's a lot of maintenance required on that. BMW 280is actually have the second highest maintenance costs of any car on the road, $15,000 for maintenance on the BMW 280i. Lift up the hood. There's a lot of problems, a lot of things going on in there that you can't really see from the outside. South Carolina, I said, is any four-door sedan that has lights all over the dashboard. And no matter what you do, the lights never go off. Tire pressure, check engine light. No matter what you do, they can't figure out why the light's on. The light never goes off. Always problems. Movies for me. I said Clemson is Flirting with Danger. That movie. South Carolina is Ferris Bueller's Year Off. Because let's face it, folks, the entire year for the Gamecocks has been a wasted one. And then finally, actors or actresses, I say Clemson is Hugh Grant right now. We've kind of forgotten about him, right? I mean, listen, Clemson fans, back off. Okay, no offense. You know I love you guys. You know I think you have a really special thing here in college football. But if you're honest with yourselves, no one's really talking about you. It's almost like America is bored with the Clemson Tigers. We need something. We need a flick. We need a film that's going to remind us who you are again. Hugh Grant, give us something, Hugh. What do you got? Give us something besides ordering prostitutes, please. And South Carolina, the actor, Charlie Sheen. Lonzo says, come on, man, we're not that bad. We're not that bad. No, you are. Charlie Sheen was voted the number one most difficult actor to work with. Lead the nation in ejections, Williams-Brice Stadium. A little out of sorts are you. And unpredictability. Unpredictable is the program. Unpredictable is the program. Beat Georgia, go 4-8. Beat Auburn, get run out of the building by a first-year coach and a first-year starting quarterback, Matt Corral. Lane Kiffin in Ole Miss. That combination, man, Lane Kiffin and Matt Corral, last year killed you. So, if Clemson football 2020, if South Carolina football 2020 were an automobile, were an actress, were a movie, actress, automobile, movie, who would they be? We check on the text line, and here is what we've got. Mark, I'm killing two birds with one stone, cars and actors. Disney's Cars for Clemson would be Lightning McQueen. Nice. Fast, sleek, leaving almost everybody in their dust. South Carolina would be, oh boy, I feel Lonzo making fun of me coming up here. Mater? Dented? Slow?
You know, I haven't seen it, but I know who Mater is.
Mater.
Played by Larry the Cable Guy, if I recall.
There you go. Dented, slow, and doesn't know what's going on.
He's just a good old boy. That's all
so
he is.
So says Dave in Tyner. Dave, thanks so much for the text, man. Absolutely great stuff. Let's see here. Texter says, remind Michael Stathakis to check the books and see how many times U of SC has been on probation since Clemson has. Hell, U of SC may still be on probation or just got off of it. Not as far as I know. Texter. Let's see. Neil is trying to crack on the team with the best record in the country over the past 5 years because they lost a top five matchup on the road. Clemson did, with a backup quarterback and a mash unit on defense, just shows why the entire country laughs at U of SC fans and programs alike. All of that and more. We want your thoughts. We want your calls. We want your texts. I understand the 6 o'clock hour is a little bit different hour, but we know you guys are out there. We know you're listening. We want your theories. If Clemson and South Carolina 2020 was an actress, an automobile, or a movie, who would they be? All right, Lonzo, I want to ask you a different question here.
I was going to say, are you waiting for me to respond?
No.
I'm sitting here. So
no, I coughed, and I turned the mic off for a second. That's what I did. I thought I was smooth enough for you not to detect a problem, but you know my speech pattern now so darn well that you detect a problem. Okay. What sounds like a compliment, but isn't really a compliment? Lonzo, let me tell you something. I can give you a woman. You can look up the woman on your computer. You will be blown away by said woman. I had a date with said woman. I ruined my chances with said woman because I said something about said woman that sounded like a compliment, but really wasn't. What sounds like a compliment, ladies and gentlemen, but really isn't?
Dude, how many times have you done that? Because you've talked about other times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Lonzo, listen.
How
many times do I open mouth, insert foot on a daily basis on the show?
Just sit back, look like a soap opera dude. Don't say a whole lot. Be the strong, silent type, and, you know, it might help you a little bit. Just saying.
Okay. Let's see here. A texter says to the other texter, pretty clear you haven't done your homework, Mark. Check the probation records. They were just placed on it again as recently as 2017. Lonzo, what do you know about the Gamecocks in probation? Anything?
No, because I, if it's not big news.
Well, if it's not probation that's like hurting them in a way that we would care about,
matters? What this is a Clemson fan feeling butthurt because Michael Stathakis is pretty funny about his stuff. And last I checked, Clemson's doing pretty well. What do you care? I mean, come on, get over it.
I'm surprised you say butthurt.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
On the ground on your booty, it hurts. That's butthurt.
By the way, Slick Willie, at Slick Willie, at Willie, my main man at YMCA in Taylor, South Carolina, says the following. I just got bitten by the damn mosquito. Clemson is Denzel Washington.
Tell me it got you on the end of the nose.
Damn it. This thing just got me. It always... You know, I don't know what it is.
Where's your killer instinct? You need to hunt those things down.
I can't see the damn thing, Lonzo. Insects are attracted to me in a way that women never have been. It's incredible. They just swarm right to me like nothing I've ever seen.
Maybe it's your cologne. What are you wearing today?
Why the hell would I wear cologne when I'm around nobody or when I'm around you? Yeah. Why the hell would I do that?
All right, so what cologne do you wear?
Sometimes I really hate you. Sometimes I really, really
you know,
hate you.
You know, just listen. The reason why I'm saying this is because bugs are attracted to it.
When I wear cologne, I wear eternity. When you wear cologne, what do you wear?
I don't, because I want my BO.
You have a wife.
I want my BO to keep the bugs away. That's why I don't get bit like you.
Oh, I'm getting nauseous here.
Hey, there's no one in here, man. I'm stinking this place up.
Oh, God. Dear God. Listen, powers that be, Steve Sinicropi, can you please bomb that place with as many foggers as you've ever seen in your life so I don't have to walk in there until that place is, like, sparkling like the Taj Mahal?
Yeah,
please.
Like you're coming in here anytime soon.
Please, for the love of God. Neil Papa says, sorry, Lonzo, we meant for that segment to be PG-13, but sometimes things come across the wrong way. In no way was I thinking about J-Lo or Shakira in any perceived way. Ohio State wins big. Let's see here. Vol Nation says, it is funny to me, Mark Ryan, how when you called out Hugh Freeze like you did, all these people called you a hypocrite and talked about second chances, etc. It's funny when you look back at when he was at Ole Miss, how many of them made comments about him cheating and doing wrong. Everything else and saying he should never be allowed to coach again. People should get second chances, and yes, he should get a second chance until he's proven not worthy of another chance. But hypocritical when these people call that out and tell it's their school that wants him. You know what surprised me the most about all that? So anyway, if you're just tuning in, yesterday we had Rachel Barbeau on the show. Thought it was a great interview. She came at me earlier in the week when I was critical of Hugh Freeze, and I said, look, I wouldn't hire him at South Carolina. I wouldn't do it. Too many character concerns, man. I don't believe that he's doing it fairly. You burned me before. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. And then, you know, it really just bothers me when you lie about who you are. You don't post Bible verses and then solicit escorts on the side, man. That thing really bothered me in a way that few other things have. Rachel sent him the tweet that I sent her. And I don't know really why she did that. I kind of wish she hadn't, but she did. And she sends like a heart with the prayer emoji, and she sends the tweet to Hugh Freeze. And then Hugh Freeze comments to me, and he says, hang in there, Mark Ryan. Lonzo, what does that mean, hang in there? Are you able to decode that for me? I don't know if I'm just not cool or I can't figure that out. I have no idea what that means. Hang in there, Mark Ryan.
I don't think it has anything to do with cool. I don't get it either.
Hang in there, Mark Ryan.
And
yeah.
I'm an expert in cool. So,
Okay. Thank you for that. So anyway, he had all these Hugh Freeze fans coming at me. He who hasn't sinned, cast the first stone. Hugh and I ended up chatting a little bit back and forth. I said, look, man, no hard feelings, okay? I invite you to come on the show if you want to come on the show. I wish you well. I wish you success. All I'm saying is you wouldn't be my choice at South Carolina. It doesn't mean I don't wish you well. He said, I'm grateful for Rachel Barbeau speaking up for me. She knows me. She knows my wife. We love her. And I wish you well to Mark Ryan. So I had that exchange with Hugh Freeze last night, and it was really something else. It was really, really something else. So let's hear from you guys on the text line here. You know, your automobiles, your actresses, your cars, your comparisons for Clemson and South Carolina. Let's see here. Slick Willie says, just saw you meant actresses. So in that case, Clemson is Renee Zellweger and South Carolina is Rosie O'Donnell. Ben Mark says Clemson is Scarlett Johansson and South Carolina is Rachel Hurd Wood. I don't even know who that is. Lonzo, do you? Rachel Hurd Wood?
I know who Rachel Wood is. I've heard the name, and I've probably seen some stuff she's in, but her face doesn't pop up in my mind.
Mike Walford is coming at me about this Hugh Freeze stuff. Who do you think you are? Actually, who are you? I heard that a number of times. You know, whenever I show up in people's timeline, they're like, who are you? That's their number one go-to. Like, I'm so insignificant. I'm so insignificant that they don't know who I am. But I wanted to share with you guys, the thing that surprised me the most is that half of the responses were from Tennessee fans already wanting Hugh Freeze to commit to them, and they don't even have an opening. Like, Will Muschamp got 5 years, and Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee feels a little bit like Will Muschamp. But it's like, you know, you're kind of going for, I don't know, the borderline sleazy hire that you think can, like, get you by, that's got, like, a little bit of a spray tan, you're kind of going for that. I heard so many Tennessee fans saying, Hugh, we'll take you. We'll take you, Hugh. Come here. We'll hire you tomorrow. Never seen anything like it, man. Never seen anything like it. Vol Nation says South Carolina would be the movie Vacation. Chevy Chase's Vacation, both car and movie. Station wagon. Clemson is the sports car driving by. Oh, yeah, with the hot babes inside. The hot babes inside. Let's see here. Michael Sathakis says USC and Clemson as a movie and head coaches. USC is Henry Winkler as the coach in the water by. Clemson is Nick Nolte in Blue Chips. Nick Nolte in Blue Chips. Neil Pappas says, why do these people take this crap so seriously? It's all in jokes. We have to take shots at Clemson while we can. By the way, why does every Tigers fan think you have to be a Carolina fan in order to hate Clemson? Lonzo and I are both examples that it's just not true. It's simply, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not true. And finally, Michael Stathakis says, hey, Mark, movies, actors, I've got both for you in one graphic. The movie is Ford versus Ferrari, South Carolina versus Clemson, Ford versus Ferrari. And the actors are Matt Damon representing South Carolina and Christian Bale representing Clemson. Shoot us your examples. If Clemson Football 2020 was a movie, was an actress, an automobile, or a movie, who would it be? If South Carolina Football 2020 was an actress, an automobile, or a movie in 2020, who would they be? Text us your answers. Text us your answers, please, at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Coming up next on the show, however, we will hear from Aaron Torres of Fox Sports, who, as fate would have it, folks, had a Zoom call with Hugh Freeze today. What did he glean from that? Would he hire Hugh Freeze to be the next Gamecocks coach? We'll ask him next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So, you know, it's weird how timing works sometimes, folks, because a couple of days ago, knowing the NBA draft was coming up, I was thinking to myself, man, Aaron Torres of Fox Sports is my very best college basketball guy, but he's just a great sports host in general. He's great on college football, great on the NFL, but I thought of him because the NBA draft was coming up. He couldn't do the interview on that day. Come to find out that just before coming on here today, Aaron Torres has a Zoom call with Hugh Freeze, Liberty head coach, Gamecock head coaching candidate. What happened last night between Hugh Freeze and I? Well, Rachel Barbeau, who was a guest on the show, clued Hugh in by tweeting at him just a prayer emoji with a heart that I had said earlier in the week that Hugh Freeze would be a C hire. Continuing what I said, I believe in second chances, but I have a hard time believing he's doing things on the up and up, given the track record. And presenting a false front, telling us you're one thing, Bible verses, and doing the opposite, escorts, is no go for me. Persona non grata, right? And Hugh Freeze responded to that last night. And it got, you know, as you guys are used to with your humble host here, a ton of attention. So Hugh Freeze said to me
Wait. You got attention? No.
Unbelievable, right? So Hugh Freeze responded last night. He goes, hang in there, Ryan. I still don't really know what that means. People were telling me I got dunked on. But then you had everybody, you know, coming at you. Oh, he who hasn't sinned, cast the first stone and all of that stuff. And it was never about forgiveness. It's always about trust. I definitely forgive. I completely forgive. But that you can only hire one guy, man. And when you have that on your rap sheet, I'm sorry, at South Carolina, it's not going to be you. Joining us right now is my aforementioned friend, longtime friend, Aaron Torres of Fox Sports Radio, just got off the Zoom call with Hugh Freeze. Aaron, I want to open by sharing with you.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah, you can.
Can I jump in real quick? So two things. One, before we go further, it was a Zoom call. It was for my podcast, and for people who at least are somewhat familiar with who I am, what I do, that interview is pinned on top of my Twitter feed @Aaron_Torres. So I encourage people, you can download, Great. You can hear what Coach Freeze and I talked about on the show. The second thing is, so under the context of what you laid out, if Urban Meyer was interested in South Carolina, you wouldn't want to bring him on because he preached family this, family that, and then he brought a bunch of criminals into the Florida Gators program. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think they're the same thing, Aaron. I don't think that's even close to the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds exactly the same to me.
Escorts on a company phone is the same as signing a kid done something wrong?
You said that you practice one thing publicly and then do something else privately. And we all remember the glory days of the Florida Gators, where Urban Meyer was preaching family and, you know, his wife Shelly's on the field with them and the kids are there and, you know, we're going to make good young men out of these guys. And then sure enough, you know, we know that crimes of Aaron Hernandez's were covered up. We know that, you know, Percy Harvin may have gotten into a fist fight with a coach that was excused. I mean, to me, you know, I think it's a lot of apples to apples based on what I can tell.
The flaw of Urban Meyer was that he felt like he could take kids that had major character questions and turn them around. That was the flaw of Urban Meyer. And I will accept that flaw 10 times out of 10, Aaron, over a guy that lies to my face about who he is. That is fraud, my friend. And I'm not interested. I'm not interested. But I imagine that Hugh Freeze aced the interview with you because that's what that's what he does. I imagine I was going to open by saying, Aaron, I bet you're going to tell me that this interview went very, very well, that Hugh Freeze impressed you, that you believe he's rehabilitated, because a guy like that does very well in that capacity. Is he actually rehabilitated or not? I don't know. But as opposed to this back and forth between you and I just want to hear how the conversation went, man. I just want to open the floor to you. What did you guys discuss? What did you talk about?
Yeah, no, first of all, you know, we can continue the conversation on Urban if you want a little bit. But no, I mean, I'll say, you know, I mean, listen, you know, I think one of the reasons, you know, he reached out to me or we kind of connected was, frankly, you know, a similar situation to you, Mark. And it's a little different because I'm sure, you know, he's a little hesitant. You being in South Carolina, there being a job open, whatever. But, you know, he wasn't happy with some of the things that I have said about him publicly. The tweets are still up. I don't delete tweets. And, you know, I was critical of some things and said some things and maybe, frankly, you know, made some off-color stuff that I thought was a joke, whatever. The point I'm trying to make is I will say this. To your point, I don't know him. I'm not going to psychoanalyze and claim off a short phone call followed by a interview that's now on my podcast that we're best friends and I know him well. What I would say is I do think that he's remorseful for hurting his wife. I do think that he's remorseful for hurting his three young daughters. I don't know that that means that he has been 100% faithful in his marriage since that day that he got caught by Ole Miss or anything like that. So, to answer your question, we talked about a lot of different things, his past. We talked about, frankly, you know, interest in other jobs, if such a thing exists. But the impression that I did get is that he is a fallible human being like all of us. He's not perfect. He has flaws. He's made mistakes in his life that he regrets. Whether that qualifies him as a football coach or not, I don't know. But I don't think he's different than most people that have moments in time that they wish that they hadn't taken part of that they did.
And it's, you know, I respect, Aaron, that he reached out to me. He and I had an exchange last night. It was positive. After he said what he said, yeah, he said, hang in there, Ryan. When he saw my tweet from Rachel Barbeau, he said, hang in there, Ryan. And he and I tweeted back and forth. And he said, Mark, I wish you all the best. And I said, Coach, I wish you all the best. Congratulations on a great season. And I think, Aaron, for whatever reason, you know, I guess social media has done this to us. We just want everything to be as black and white as possible, right? I think the following can be true. We can have the depth of emotion where I truly do pray for that guy, wish the best for him, continue to hope that he turns his life around, but also say, I don't think South Carolina should hire him. Why is that not okay? Why do you just have to hate somebody in society today, man?
Dude, I'm 100% on board, and I think that's where most people lie. And listen, you know, I don't know what the reaction has been on your show. I mean, you've obviously been talking both about this job opening and about Hugh Freeze individually, I'm sure, probably a ton over the last 3 or 4 days, if not, frankly, the last couple weeks. I think that's completely fair. And I think it's completely fair to say, you know, I think it's completely fair for him to say the same thing. It's like, yeah, I screwed up. But, you know, it shouldn't preclude me from having an opportunity to coach football and all that stuff. And so I think that, you know, this world is full of opinions. Opinions evolve. Opinions change based on new information. And sometimes opinions don't change. And so to me, the one thing I would definitively say is I don't think anyone should come on, you know, whether it's a caller, whether it's a guest like myself, if you just don't believe that he's the right fit for the university because he's either not a good enough football coach or he's not a good enough recruiter or he's not a good enough of a human being or you don't want him representing your university. I completely get that. So to be abundantly clear, independent of what I personally think of Hugh Freeze or frankly what I even think of the job, I do think you're right, is that I think in social media we all want a definitive stance, tough guy, I know this, I'm right, you're wrong, etc. Life is full of nuance, my man, and if you just don't feel like he's the right fit for the job, and I don't know if your opinions at all changed since that initial tweet you put out 4 or 5 days ago, I respect your opinion, man, because I know it comes from a smart, well-thought-out place.
Well, thank you, Aaron. So I would ask you this. If you were Ray Tanner and what in your Zoom call with Hugh Freeze that people can get right on your Twitter page, at @Aaron_Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, If what you had was Ray Tanner's first interview with Hugh Freeze, would Hugh have earned a second interview for the job?
I think there's no doubt. I think there's no doubt in my mind that he would have.
Why? What did he do?
I think the truth is he answered all the tough questions. And I had a limited amount of time with him. And, you know, you kind of have to pick and choose which questions you want to ask about.
Sure.
I did not ask about, you know, NCAA rules violations, which would be a huge part of what Ray Tanner's questions would be. But, you know, I asked him about his personal life and his marriage, and you know, he kind of said the story that he's told publicly many times, that, you know, he spoke to his wife before the information even got out. And then, of course, when it got out, he knew that he was toast. I asked him about other job opportunities, and he gave me, I thought, a very balanced diplomatic answer of, you know, I'm done, you know, lying. I don't know if he used the word lying, but he, you know, I'm done falsifying the truth. And the truth is that I love my time at Liberty, and it would take a very special place to get me to leave. And I do believe that to be true, in the sense that Liberty kind of gave him a chance when nobody else would. So I don't think he's in a rush to leave. I don't think that he will end his career there. But back to your question, you know, we were looking each other in the eye because we were on Zoom, and maybe he is just a heck of a liar. But I thought he answered all the questions well. He's clearly had time to think. Never forget, he was out of football for 2 years, so he had time, a lot of time, to reflect. I would add one more thing, Mark, which I thought was interesting. I kind of made a joke with him, tongue in cheek, about, you know, I don't know how closely you're watching Alabama right now, but, you know, Nick Saban essentially revamped his entire offense after Ole Miss moved the ball up and down on them 3 years in a row when Hugh Freeze was the head coach at Ole Miss. And he spoke about how he and Nick Saban have come together, and Nick Saban has become almost a mentor to him. And if you remember, Nick Saban tried to hire him as an offensive coordinator. I bring that up not to say that Nick Saban is a perfect human being, but if Nick Saban has faith in you, if Nick Saban trusts that you can do the right thing and represent the University of Alabama well, I do think that reflects well on Hugh Freeze. You might disagree on that, but I would certainly, to answer your question, say if that was a job interview, he would definitely have earned a second interview, in my opinion.
You know, in speaking to Rachel Barbeau about this yesterday, Aaron, and I thought what you just said was very well stated. She said that, you know, in speaking privately to Freeze and his wife, he said that kind of the success got to his head at Ole Miss. It all came really, really fast at him. And he kind of didn't know what to do with the success. Aaron, I got to tell you, I think he's best served staying where he's at. Less glitz and glamour, less expectation. You're a god there. Small town, house up on the hill, you know, mm-hmm. faithful to your wife. And Liberty is a hell of a story, man. They've been like my upset pick 3 games this year. You realize, like, I believe they should be a card-carrying member of the ACC if they pull off the win over NC State this week, and I'm picking them to do just that. Why not just stay right there, leave well enough alone?
Well, you know, I think there's a very interesting parallel in the SEC right now to what Hugh Freeze is going through, and it's a little different, but I think it's comparable, and that's Steve Sarkisian. Is, you know, Sark, for people who don't know, you know, the story is that he was flatly offered the Colorado job when Mel Tucker left last offseason. And my understanding is, I believe he at least interviewed for Mississippi State. I don't know if he was officially offered that job, but I think Sark kind of looked himself in the mirror. You know, he was on that fast track, no different than Hugh Freeze was 7, 8, 9 years ago. And he kind of looked himself in the mirror in 2020 and said, why am I rushing out of Alabama? I've been in that big boy chair. I've been in that chair in a power conference at one of the premier programs in the country, USC. I just don't feel like – I don't know what Sark's mindset is. Either he doesn't feel as though he's ready for that job, or he's just flatly really happy at Alabama, and he's not doesn't want to mess with happiness. And I think that is a totally fair thing for Hugh Freeze to look in the mirror and say – at this point in his career, and I don't want to make it sound like it reflects poorly on South Carolina, but if he keeps winning, there are going to be other job opportunities. And, you know, I don't believe that he's going to necessarily retire at Liberty, but he's 51, 52 years old. He's going to have other opportunities. Frankly, you know, if South Carolina gets the wrong hire this time, he might get an opportunity in 3 or 4 years at South Carolina again. So, you know, I'm seriously, but what I would say is, Mark, I'm a believer in that, man. As you and I have known each other for years, and, you know, you and I, frankly, have both been through many iterations of our careers.
Correct.
And the thing that I've learned, and it's on a much smaller scale than being an SEC football coach, obviously, is that, you know, a bigger name, a bigger title, a bigger paycheck, frankly, doesn't necessarily bring bigger happiness. And I don't know what he wants. I don't know what I think that he should do. But I do believe that sometimes, man, if you got it good, don't rush off to the next thing because there's no guarantees that the next thing is going to be as good as what you currently got.
Yeah, I completely and totally agree with that. You know, I'll tell you, Aaron, I have people here in the building that are saying to me, Mark, they're saying to me, Mark, don't go to a different market. Please don't go to a bigger market. And I really like it where I am. You know, I really like it here. Why do I have to leave? I've done Tampa. I've done Atlanta. I've done Houston. Why do I have to do that? I'm very, very happy here. They treat me very, very well here. I would very much like to stay here. And I think Hugh Freeze has a good thing where he's at. To flip the script completely on you here, Aaron, Anthony Edwards, Rob Brown, who hosts the show before I do on this station, and I kind of have a difference of opinion. He says the fact that Anthony Edwards isn't passionate about basketball is no big deal because football was his first love, and we need to be understanding of that. I look at actions and words, and actions speaking louder than words, and now I have the words saying that he's not passionate about basketball. Then you read the scouting reports, and you see inconsistent work ethic. I feel like the Minnesota Timberwolves just made a major mistake here.
So I agree with you 100% on this one. You know, a couple things is, one, it's one thing to say, oh, you know, my first love was this, my first love was that. But what you said is right, is that actions speak louder than words, and we all watched him to some degree in the SEC this year, and he was a guy that would be great some nights, terrible others, and it's not to say you shouldn't draft him. I just don't think you can draft him number one overall and make him the face of the franchise. Mark, I would take this even a step further, and I was saying this earlier today on a different interview, is, you know, I am a proponent, and I'm in a small minority on this one. I don't only think that the NBA should not allow high school players back into the league. I don't think that they should. I think they should move the age limit back. I think they should be encouraging these kids to stay in college longer. And I think this is a perfect example, Mark, of you just hear the way Obi Toppin addressed things, Tyrese Halliburton addressed things, Emmanuel Quickley, who played 2 years at Kentucky. And I listen to Anthony Edwards. He sounds like a little kid, man. It's not a knock on him. It's not to say he's uneducated or not smart or anything like that. But when you know you're in front of a reporter from ESPN and you have the lack of foresight to say, to readily admit, I don't love basketball, I would quit tomorrow if the NFL called, I just think what it shows to me is he's an 18, 19-year-old kid that isn't ready for what he is going to step into at the NBA level. And so to me, I just sit there. I think this is the perfect example of why, rather than banging the drum that these poor kids' life is so hard, they have to play SEC basketball for 2 years and be treated like kings. Like, I think this is a perfect example why we need to move the age limit back. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I mean, it's just, you know, he just sounded like a kid that doesn't realize what he's walking into a grown man's league in these coming weeks.
Aaron Torres, ladies and gentlemen, is a Fox Sports radio show host. I am going to link you to his podcast on Twitter as soon as this is over so you can hear his Zoom and hear his Zoom call and hear the podcast yourself. Aaron, agree or disagree, always love your insight, my brother. Thank you so much. Please stay well and happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, man?
You as well, Mark. Thank you, brother.
All right, take care. Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio, back after this on ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Time for Either Or, which starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. Which of these is the best Thanksgiving dessert? Pumpkin pie, apple pie, banana pudding, broken glass salad, or
other? What the
hell's
that? Wait. What the hell's that?
All right, broken glass salad.
What is that?
Let me explain to you.
What?
Broken glass salad is...
Walking on broken glass.
That's probably the best you've ever done in two
Thank
years.
You.
Broken glass salad is you take a bunch of different flavors of Jell-O, and you cut them up and you put them together.
No.
And then
you don't. But you don't do that.
No, you put...
Why would you ever do that?
Then you put whipped topping on it and graham cracker crumbs. That is broken glass salad.
No.
It is excellent.
I'd rather eat broken glass. Honestly, man.
So you don't like Jell-O?
Listen, man. I like Jell-O in the shorts.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what I like. That's where I like Jell-O, man. I like Jell-O jigglers, if you know what I mean. No, man. I don't like mixed Jell-O with graham cracker crust. No, man. Get that crusty stuff away from me.
Whip topping. Don't forget that. Yeah,
please don't. Please don't do that.
There are people out there who love that. Trust me.
Really?
So which one are you going?
Dude, it's gotta be as American as apple pie. This is so easy. Really? What are you talking about? Yeah. Apple pie.
I normally I love the broken glass salad, but usually for Christmas. So I'm going banana pudding. You can't go wrong with banana pudding.
But that's not historically a Thanksgiving Day dessert.
It is for my family and a lot of people that I know.
Okay.
And you're in the South now. I'm sure banana pudding is on a lot of tables for Thanksgiving.
Is it? Is banana pudding a Thanksgiving dish, guys? You guys tell me. All right, Lonzo, what else you got?
So you have nothing? Okay, that works for me.
No, I've got something.
We just have very limited time.
I know you're always ready, and I want you to get through yours.
All right, 50,000 pounds of refrigerated cookie dough were spilled onto the 15 freeway near El Cajon Thursday morning. Work crews closed one lane while they retrieved the boxes of dough from the side of the road. So, is cookie dough ice cream the best, or is it Rocky Road? Is it vanilla?
The question you should have asked is, would you have eaten this off of the road?
Well, they're in boxes,
and the answer is yes. You eat it off the road, man.
I'd be worried about salmonella.
What is your question?
Well, my question was, which is best, the best ice cream? Cookie dough, Rocky Road, or vanilla?
No, vanilla. Get out of here. You're on offside.
There are people out there who like plain cheese pizzas.
No,
and there are people out there who like vanilla ice cream.
I don't hang out with any of them people. All right? We do cookie dough. We do cookie dough, and we do cookie dough well. Doing it well.
You got to go Rocky Road, man. Because, I mean, you got the chocolate, you got the peanuts, you got all that stuff mixed in.
It's excellent. It's too much. I don't need all that much. I don't need vanilla. I need more than vanilla, okay? But I don't need all that stuff. Check out the text line. A texter says Clemson is a Ford Escort and South Carolina is a Dodge Challenger. Clemson's a little better than a Ford Escort, no? And another texter says, and while you make broken glass salad, you play the Deliverance song. Ain't that the truth?
Well, I guess I'm not sharing with either one of you.
Ain't that the truth? Multiple flavors of Jell-O?
Oh, yeah.
Mixed together with graham cracker crust?
Yeah. It looks like a stained glass window, and it tastes excellent.
What else is in there?
Different colors of Jell-O.
Okay.
Graham cracker crust.
Okay.
Graham crackers. So they're broken up.
Okay.
It's the crumbs. And then like Cool Whip.
Okay. How do you feel about California fruit salad? You know what that is?
Yeah. I like California fruit salad.
That's like that marshmallow mayonnaise thing that has like.
I mean, I wouldn't eat a whole bowl
cherries
of it,
in it.
But,
oh, I love that.
You know, if I'm going through and through the line, I'm going to get a spoonful at least.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Texter says South Carolina with Hugh Freeze is a Ford Escort. And for me reading that, Rachel Barbeau is never going to join the show again. We'll close the show with a take to take with you, and we'll do it next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Vol Nation tweets in. He says, Lonzo, Hugh Freeze or Art Briles? What a horrible choice that is.
My answer is no.
Hugh Freeze, I'm taking over Fart Briles. That's where I'm going with that. Michael Stathakis has sent me a video of a GIF of NBA Jam, and I have no earthly idea why. But it's nice to know that I am, in fact, on fire. Lonzo, ladies and gentlemen, is on vacation all of next week. So is it going to be Mark Ryan and Rob Brown Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday next week?
No, it's not. It's going to be you and Diesel for the first couple hours on Monday and Tuesday with Rob finishing up the show. And then Wednesday, well, you're not going to be on Wednesday.
Wednesday, I have a secret. You're going to hear me on ESPN Upstate on Wednesday, but it might just be a little bit different format than you're used to. We're working on something. Don't want to reveal it yet. I'm also excited, folks, that Lonzo could be sending me pictures of his gaming room. He's worried I'm going to make fun of him, which could happen.
Well, actually, I don't care if you make fun of me. That wouldn't be anything new. So, I mean, you know, it would take quite a few pictures to get all of the nuance, though.
But yeah, I'm down. By the way, Michael Stathakis says Hugh Freeze or Art Briles? Yes. Hey, Lonzo, happy Thanksgiving, man. Have a wonderful weekend with family. Enjoy that broken glass salad. Save me none of it, please. Absolutely none of it. I don't need any of that action, boss. We will see you guys Monday. Cannot wait. Updates on the South Carolina coaching search. Who are the Gamecocks targeting? That and so much more on a Monday episode of Offsides with Mark Ryan. Happy Thanksgiving, Lonzo, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.